Let's face it, we put ourselves under a lot of stress over the holidays, and part of that stress should not be entertaining, not when it can be very quick and simple. And Mark Hagen, the managing editor for Taste of Home Cookbooks, is joining us to help us out with the Simple and Delicious Cookbook. Now, I have to say, Mark, it's a wonderful book, but it's substantial. There's a lot of great information in there.
It is a terrific book, over 1,300 recipes. So it's really the only cookbook you'll need. It's great for gift giving. It's great for newlyweds. It's great for younger moms. It's a terrific book, and it's really going to help you get through the holidays.
Absolutely. It's a very user-friendly book. I was taking a look through it, and I like the fact that you've broken it down into how easy certain things can be, like entrees that can be on the table in 15 minutes, dinners that could be done in 30, and cook once and eat twice, which, wow, can anything be better than that over the holidays, all those leftovers?
It's a great way to use up leftovers. Everything from roasts to chocolate desserts that you can make from leftovers. It's just a great way to reuse food you've already served your family. You're saving money. You're saving time. You just can't go wrong. We also have a special holiday section in this five-ring binder that's really going to get you through everything from Christmas to the 4th of July to Mother's Day and Easter. I mean, just everything is in the book that you really need when it comes to entertaining or weeknight meals.
It's really easy. And let's talk about something I always seem to have trouble with. I love parties. I love finger food. But I don't like all the prep I throw myself into. I usually overdo it. And you don't have to, do you?
You really don't. I think that the great thing about appetizers in particular is that many of them can be made ahead of time. I think where people kind of hurt themselves or where people get screwed up a little bit is that they don't think about the yield of the recipe. How many appetizers does the recipe make in comparison to the number of people coming over?
Mm-hmm.
I think we've all been to those parties where there are just a ridiculous amount of appetizers, you know, and I think that the hostess is trying to appease everybody with all sorts of different bites, but they're not thinking about the total yield, and there's just an enormous amount of food, and that poor host or hostess really did a lot more work than they probably had to do.
So to be a good, you want to enjoy your own party. I think that's very important. So with some of the recipes that you sent along to me, which I am in love with, the cranberry brie tartlets, where do you start with selecting the ones you think will be good for your party and breaking it down into how much you're going to need?
Well, you want to think about how many people are coming over. I think that's key. So if you're having about 10 people over, you maybe want to have three appetizers that yield maybe 10 servings apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's if you're having a party where you're going to have some appetizers, but then you're going to have dinner. So you're kind of cutting off the appetizer time. So you really don't want to go overboard in that case because you're controlling the actual food that evening. If you're going to have an open house where people are coming all night long, sort of plan on maybe five appetizers per person per hour.
Okay.
That's a good way to break it down a little bit. So you're thinking there you maybe want to have five or six different types of appetizers. And then always throw in a veggie platter or a fruit platter or a dip. You can simply restock during the party. People can munch on throughout the party. It's easy. Dips and things like that can be made ahead of time, and that is a really great time saver as well.
Well, let's talk about some of your favorites from Simple and Delicious, wonderful new cookbook. You sent me recipes for cranberry brie tartlets, caprese salad kebabs, loaded baked potato dip. I got to say, that sounds amazing. And the caramel apple cider, which I love because you always want the house to smell amazing. And nothing smells better than apple cider when it's warm.
Well, all the recipes that you just mentioned are in the Simple and Delicious Cookbook. Some are in the appetizer section, some are in the holiday section, but they're all quick, easy, fast. You mentioned the loaded baked potato dip. Now, that's actually the first recipe you see in the Simple and Delicious Cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because it comes together so quickly, and it's actually light.
Mm.
A lot of the recipes in the cookbook, all the recipes in the cookbook actually have the nutrition facts with them, so you always know what you're eating.
Mm.
But this loaded baked potato dip is simply a sour cream-based dip that you're going to make with bacon bits and onions. You can make it a day or two earlier. It comes together in minutes. But what we did was we served this with waffle fries.
Mm.
Instead of using chips or crackers, the waffle-cut french fries actually really bring home that baked potato fun. And it really actually looks really great on a buffet. It's simple, easy, out of the box thinking, you're talking about frozen french fries here, what could be simpler? So it's things like that, you know, convenience items like frozen french fries that really make party planning simple. You mentioned too the caramel apple cider. That's made in a slow cooker. The prep time is only 5 minutes for that. So slow cookers are great ways to help you save time, to really reduce any stress level you might have when hosting a party. And think about slow cookers for meatballs and dips, and you'll find them all in this cookbook. But it's always great to have a signature beverage, too, such as this terrific caramel apple cider.
That is neat. And these cranberry brie tartlets that we talked about, it starts with only 4 ingredients, and you get that kind of a result.
The cranberry brie tartlets are really going to be your new favorite appetizer. They only have 4 ingredients, like you mentioned, and they start off using just a roll of that refrigerated crescent roll dough. So again, convenience items, makes it simple. You're going to roll out the dough, pinch the seams together, cut it into 24 little squares, and just pop those little squares of dough into a mini muffin tin and bake them. So now you're going to have these lovely, golden, buttery cups. You didn't make the dough. It was very simple. And in those little cups, you're just going to put a couple of cubes of brie cheese, some cranberry sauce, and some chopped pecans. Pop them back in the oven until they melt a little bit. You're talking like 5 minutes. And that's it. This is really an impressive, beautiful appetizer that's perfect for Thanksgiving and will actually carry you all the way through the holidays.
Oh, I like that. And the caprese salad kebabs, I like the fact that this is something that kids can help out with.
The Simple and Delicious Cookbook and Taste of Home in general, we're always looking for things that are easy enough that you can bring kids in the kitchen, that you can bring teens into the kitchen. And these salad kebabs are a really good example. So it's just a wooden skewer, and you're going to alternate a little fresh mozzarella ball with a fresh leaf of basil and a cherry tomato. Simple. Great Christmas colors. How can you go wrong? Kids can assemble them. Everyone loves that sort of food. It's so refreshing and light, especially when there's so many heavy comfort foods out this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
It's great addition to a buffet. And the balsamic dressing, you just mix up yourself with equal parts olive oil and balsamic vinegar. Mix that together. And then just drizzle over your kebabs right before serving. You can make all of that a day ahead of time, and you're really set to go then when the party starts.
I like that. You know what I really appreciate the book? The fact that you have nutrition facts with the recipes. I wish more people would do that.
Nowadays, young moms are really looking at nutrition facts. You know, we have this wonderful thing going on in America right now with whole foods and farm-to-table dining. And I think that's so important. And people are really looking at what are they eating? What is the sodium count? So at Taste of Home, we really love including the nutrition facts with our recipes. If you go to tasteofhome.com, you'll find nutrition facts with those recipes. In this new Simple and Delicious cookbook, you'll find them. I love that. We also include diabetic exchanges where applicable for people who are living that particular lifestyle.
That is good. Oh, and the one thing I deeply appreciate, because I've known to be a little bit messy in the kitchen, the splash guards to keep the pages clean. I like that.
I'll tell you, this particular cookbook comes with so many great features. The splash guards, they pop in and out of the 5-ring binder, absolutely. So you can put them on the page. They just wipe clean. Every chapter opens with a little, family favorites checkoff list. We can check off some of the things that you've made. There's a fabulous, fabulous menu planner on the inside cover, the front and the back cover, that gives you over 36 complete menus.
Wow.
3-item menu. So if you're a busy cook, there's a menu for you with all the recipes inside. Taste of Home just did such a great job with this particular book. It's available now wherever books are sold. Like I said, terrific, terrific holiday gift.
It really is, and we're going to make a gift to our listeners. They're going to have a chance to win one. Just read the copy that goes with this interview, and you'll know exactly what to do that. And, of course, if they don't win the book, that's okay. Maybe someone will gift it to them for Christmas, or they can always visit your website, right?
Absolutely. You can buy the Simple and Delicious Cookbook at ShopTasteOfHome, all one word, ShopTasteOfHome.com.
And it would be a fantastic gift for the cook or a new cook in the family. It'd be a great introduction for them.
Absolutely. You are exactly right.
All right. Mark, well, thank you so much for your time, and happy holidays to all of our aspiring cooks out there. And hopefully we're going to make it easy for you with the new Simple and Delicious Cookbook from Taste of Home. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you.